Well, hey there, friends.
Hello.
Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first?
Why don't we start off today's show, Dave, with some bad news.
Some bad news. A squirrel in Pennsylvania is blamed for a power outage. I guess a squirrel climbed a utility pole in Pennsylvania, knocked out electricity for 765 customers.
Oh.
Wait, was that a squirrel getting electrocuted?
It sounded just like it.
Yes.
Poor guy.
Is that something that we made, or did you find that?
I went out into the wild, and I recorded that.
He brought a live wire with him.
Rest in peace, Larry.
Larry the squirrel.
See, when you said that a squirrel caused power, a giant power outage, I just figured he didn't pay his bill.
What?
Yeah, no, this was in
Pennsylvania. You got to pay your power, man. They'll come.
Oh, they'll cut it off on you. Yeah, 9:43 a.m. on Monday, and fire crews determined the cause of the power outage was that squirrel that climbed the utility pole near an intersection, came in contact with the electrical equipment. No word as to whether or not the squirrel made it, but I'm going to guess.
Here you go.
Nope.
Here you go.
This is not the first time this has happened. Back in August of last year, August 2019, a much larger animal, a snake, was found to be the cause of a power outage in Meade County, Kentucky.
Meade County.
Never been sure. It's lovely.
Did that snake also not pay his electric bill?
He's a snake. Of course he didn't. Some good news today as well. And this sort of thing, it really makes you feel like you should be doing more with your life.
What's that?
A 9-year-old girl from Virginia, her name is Ayana. She was born in 2009 without hands. Has become a sensation after winning 2 national writing awards.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant young girl won the Zahner Blosser National Handwriting Contest, as well as the Nicholas Maxim Special Award for Excellence in Manuscript Penmanship.
So she's got
You're not talking
arms.
About like writing, like oh
no,
they wrote they wrote they wrote a story.
No, her
you're
actual penmanship.
No, 2
yes.
National writing awards, 1 for penmanship.
No, I know that, but when you say a writing award, traditionally you think like, oh, I wrote a story, something like that. But when you're saying she doesn't have hands and she won 2 different national penmanship awards,
correct? Yeah,
that is wild.
Yeah, so they publish research based handwriting, reading, spelling, vocabulary programs, and they do these handwriting contests every year. Entering a category of this, she emerged on top. It is indicated that the passionate girl who was born to Bianca and Gary literally taught herself how to write without her hands. The young girl is described as a role model by one of her teachers, who was awarded a trophy along with $1,000 for her talent and passion.
I feel like if you have the best handwriting in the country or the world.
Or Ohio.
You should have... The prize pool should probably be bigger than $1,000.
You know, you think so? Maybe. I don't know. This story kind of makes me mad, though, because I have 2 hands that work just fine, and my penmanship is just awful. I mean, do you guys ever write something down and then have a hard time figuring out what you wrote down because
every
your penmanship
time.
Is so
All
bad?
The time.
I'm like, what is that? What did I... Meanwhile, she's over here with her beautiful calligraphy skills.
Well, maybe if you applied yourself, Dave.
Seems like a lot of work.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, you know those commercials for stockbrokers where it's like, don't use these guys, use our guys. When we do better, you do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so turns out that, you know, stockbrokers, I'm sure there's a lot of really good ones out there. You know who's better? Robots. Robots are said to take over some 200,000 jobs on Wall Street over the next decade. And new study suggests this prediction could soon become a reality because the analysis of 76,000 reports from 7 different robo-analysis firms, researchers determined that technology is able to make recommendations similar to their human counterparts, but faster and better.
Wait, a robo-analysis firm? So doesn't that seem a little like incestuous? Like really the robot... investment or analytic firms are saying the robots are better. It's like people saying people are better.
Well, yeah, but I mean the people are the ones running the robot analytics
firms. Are you sure? Are you sure there are robots?
I'm sure. Yeah.
AI is taking over everything.
But I mean 200,000 jobs on Wall Street, you're like
that's
that
insane.
Feels like a lot.
That's
So it turns out that the human counterparts when it comes to, you know, getting returns on your portfolio, they'll range anywhere between 1.2% and 1.7%. The robots Their buying recommendation earned returns of 6.4 to 6.9%.
That's a huge, huge
give me the robot.
But I mean, even right now, when you look at Wall Street and you look at trading and stuff like that, like there's so much electronic trading done by bots and scripts and all of that, you know, like right now. Yeah. You know, that's why sometimes that, you know, you'll see these days where we roll off 700-800 points. It's because these algorithms kick in, and then next thing you know, everybody's, you know, there's a fire sale going on. Luckily, there are things in place to, like, kind of slow that down, but it's a scary world.
It's turning into the movie iRobot. Like, legit.
Yeah, like, what are we going to be sitting here and talking to our grandkids and be like, I remember when we used to go off our gut, and they're like, well, that was stupid.
Yeah, why'd you do that? We're all rich now.
I mean, like, it's hard to get to the point where they're matching us with our significant others based off of an algorithm.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Look at Twitter or just whatever, Tinder.
No, I mean, what do you think Match.com is?
That's just farmers line. It ain't like
Christian Mingle.
It's just lunch. Yeah.
It's just a bunch of people on there. There's zero in-depth analyzation of like your personality and somebody else's personality. That's all just a bunch of like the eHarmony. It's all just lies.
All garbage.
It's all like, because think about this. If that actually really did work, and the type of women that you were attracted to, or the type of men that you were attracted to when you were single, like none of the. You put down what you think is you're supposed to in those things, and it's all lies, and it's never gonna match.
So?
Yes.
What about all the people who have found love, Mahoney? Are you telling them that their love is a lie?
I'm saying it wasn't AI driven. I'm saying it's just because they whatever.
They both lied about similar things.
They settled.
Oh, jeez.
No, you're ignorant to what's going on in the world.
No,
man.
I am not.
It is very AI driven. Yeah. Do you know how you tell somebody that you like them in 2020?
You like a picture.
You like the pictures on their social media.
Back and forth.
And then all of a sudden, you start to see more of their pictures because the algorithm says that you're interested in that person.
But you're choosing to interact with that person.
The algorithm is pushing you guys closer together.
You guys believing that robots are
robots are going to take over everything. Yes, they are.
Meanwhile,
be over here with a fat stock portfolio, and you'll be looking for love in the streets. Just got to feel it. My gut tells me.
Nah, man. Nah.
Falling in love with another pizza.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
If AI knew me, they would know. They know what my deep love is.
Yes. Every time you pull up Postmates, what is it? Your favorite places that you go eat?
No, it's not. I get on Postmates and I go, all these places suck.
Oh.
You need to alter your algorithm.
Yeah, fix your algorhythm, man. That's a problem. You get a limp algorithm.
Whatever.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can we make it to where the girls take guys out on dates for Valentine's Day? I want to be spoiled, too.
Message deleted.
Can we just cancel Valentine's Day altogether?
You don't like Valentine's Day?
No.
Do you like Valentine's Day, Mahoney?
No, it's a made-up commercial
holiday. Ian, do you
holiday.
Like Valentine's Day?
Nope, not one bit.
What?
No man out there likes Valentine's
Day.
Does
your husband lie to you and pretend that he likes Valentine's
Day? We never celebrated, but I just didn't realize I was in a room full of people who just did not do it.
I'm in the middle right now of scrambling to figure out what to do for Valentine's Day.
Too.
We're not doing anything.
We don't ever do anything.
No, but see, the thing is that my wife got a babysitter, and so now we have to.
My wife's out of town. I don't even have to do anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's,
will you take the wife out?
Are you going to romanticize yourself on Valentine's Day? No,
I'm going to not wear pants the entire weekend. That's what I am.
Oh, that so is the what answer amazing. Is yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I recently moved to Northwest Arkansas, and I listen to your podcast every single day. Gets me through my work day. You guys make me laugh. You make me smile. Please, please, please keep doing it. Also, I got to find a way to get on one of your guys' little game shows you do, because I'm pretty positive I can beat Mahoney at the community college dropout one. All right, thanks.
Message
deleted. Isn't it creepy when somebody says you make them smile?
No.
No, I thought that was very nice.
He said, please keep doing it. No. Like, we were going to stop tomorrow.
I don't know. It just feels creepy. Like, oh, you make me smile. It just,
that
particular phrase.
That's
just
literally
just
our job.
Oozes, no, to laugh, but to
and
like
to smile.
Smile.
Who laughs without smiling?
And also, who just laughs in the car by themselves?
I do.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Like, it's creepy if you're driving down the road by yourself. You're like,
wait, but mine is smiling. Wait, and also, seriously, try laughing without smiling right now. You look like a psychopath.
Yes,
so
I feel like a psychopath.
Our job is to make people smile as well.
No, it's just that's just so creepy. And I'll just say this right now: I could meet anybody and everybody from Arkansas. At Are You Smarter Than a Community College?
Northwest Arkansas, man.
What's in Northwest Arkansas?
The creme de la creme of Arkansonians.
That's what Mahoney wants.
Yeah, it's better than some creepy dude smiling at me. Like, if you get
you
a text.
Make him happy.
If you got a text from a guy and he was like, you make me smile, I would just be like, ugh.
Dude, you're so dead when it comes to romance.
I'm like, not dead.
If somebody said that I made them smile, I would take that as a compliment.
But I didn't define that creepy at all.
The kind of people who say that are not the people you want saying that.
Or maybe
to you.
You're
he
just a
nice.
Creep. Maybe
no,
you're
no,
the creep,
no,
and it's
no.
weird when you catch a reflection of yourself.
You're just mad because he thinks he can beat you, and Are You Smarter?
Again, he's from Arkansas. I'm sorry.
He just moved there.
Whatever.
And stop insulting
from
him.
Here.
He's going to hear this
like
in 2 to 3 days when he gets
the
podcast.
You moved to Arkansas, they give you a lobotomy as soon as you cross state lines.
Oh, my God.
You're so judgmental.
Damn right. Nobody likes Arkansas. We're never getting on any stations in Arkansas. We
shut up.
All...
We might.
Yeah, dude.
No, we're not.
Do you have any idea how much we have to go back and scrub through all the podcasts
yeah, now,
to
well,
take out all
terrible.
The states that you insult because we're trying to get on there?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have any of you actually watched the Home Shopping Network? Like, I was up way too late the other night with literally nothing to watch on Netflix, Hulu, HBO. Shut up. I'm picky. So I was watching it. And that network is the definition of a dumpster fire, like for real.
Message deleted.
Is it even still a thing?
Why would you watch that? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like QVC is still a pretty big thing. And
yeah, QVC.
The Home Shopping Network, yeah.
I didn't know that, like, the HSN, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it just, like, infomercials? Is that what that channel is?
I've never
watched
selling
it. Stuff.
Crap, yeah.
No, I've never watched it.
I used to watch it back before, like.
Amazon?
Yeah. Well, because you would watch it, you're like, oh, man, that's like who I didn't know I needed a scarf that also worked as a sarong and, also a bathing suit.
What did you buy from that?
I never bought anything. My mom had an account like back in the 90s.
Did you buy stuff on her
account?
She would buy stuff for me, though. Like, we would get like burgers and stuff. It was pretty good.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they sold like food and stuff, too, sometimes.
What do you mean they sold food?
Yeah, they had like steaks and burgers.
You got internet steaks?
It wasn't even the internet back then. It was you would dial in a number.
You got TVs.
You got TV burgers and smiling is creepy? What are you talking about, man?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That's where
mail order me some filet mignons.
Mail order
my
meats.
Worked at the
mail
QVC.
Order meats. Totally not creepy. Definitely normal.
Meats.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
New research tells us we're not as hot as we think we are.
Ah, so there's still room for growth.
No, it's actually just literally your temperature.
It's not 98.5 or...
98.6 is what you're thinking.
Is that what it is?
Turns out, actually closer to 97.5. The standard took hold in 1851. Hmm. So, you know, maybe kick the tires on an update here almost 200 years later.
What?
We've been hitting ignore update since 1851 on this.
Wait, so how hot are we?
97.5 instead of 98.6.
Okay, the whole degree, does that really...
Women
really?
Tend to run hotter than men.
Hello.
Yeah, so.
And the older we get, the lower our average body temperature tends to be.
So when I actually did have a body temperature of like 99 degrees, it was running hot then?
Yes, you're running a high fever.
And they were like, it's not over 100. You're not sick. Go to school.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Man.
Did you ever go to the nurse?
That's
in
cool.
School and like, then they like,
you?
Yeah, man.
Like,
trying to get out of school.
Dude, I had to go every day at noon to go take my Ritalin.
I swallowed a penny once and told her that I felt sick, and she let me go home.
What? What are you swallowing pennies for?
I had an oral fixation back in the day.
So you're just swallowing
really? When did that,
copper?
When did that end?
It hasn't. Wait.
All right.
It
hasn't. Well, you guys all used to go to the nurse to try to get out of school?
Just saying. I feel sick.
Yeah,
you really used to go every day at noon to take your Ritalin?
See, he's got like 18 brothers and sisters, so.
Yeah, we couldn't afford prescription drugs.
Well, it's not that. Your mom's not coming. Like, but if you're like, basically, like Audrey grew up kind of like an only child too, didn't you?
Yeah, for like 8 years. Yeah. I was solo dolo.
So, like, having smaller families, you could pull that stuff, and mom will come get you, and you can go home and watch cartoons all day, man.
There was no way to get home for me. Like, I distinctly remember playing sick at home, like that, speaking of body temperatures. Do you guys ever do that trick where you had the thermometer in your mouth and then you take
and
it
and
you hold it on a light bulb and then your mom comes in and she's like, oh, you're 127 degrees. That's strange.
doesn't even work now with LEDs.
I know. What a scam.
I know.
So polygamists may no longer face jail time in Utah. They're trying to decriminalize it for consenting adults. I have no problem with this.
If you're consenting, yeah.
But maybe we could start with like having full strength beer in Utah before we legalize 13 wives.
But are they legalizing it because it's not necessarily legalizing? They're just decriminalizing it.
They're decriminalizing it. Yeah. So there's still about 30,000 polygamists living in Utah 85 years after plural marriage was declared a felony in the state. The mainstream Mormon faith abandoned the practice in 1890 under pressure from the U.S. government. Now strictly forbids it. But a senator believes that a large number of polygamists in the state means that the law has basically failed. The law is a failure. It hasn't stopped polygamy at all. It's actually enabled abuse to occur and remain unchecked. Your proposal would make bigamy an infraction rather than a felony, and that would give significant support to law enforcement to be able to crack down on the people that are abusing.
Just as long as there's not like grooming going in, going on, and people are doing it of their own free will. Who cares what people do in their house if everybody's of age and is consenting? It's outside of that.
Of
you're
age,
just
I think is a big part of
you're,
it too.
You're just being small minded. It might not be for you, but who are you to tell somebody else how to live their life? What makes them happy if everybody's consenting?
So he's just like, you know what? Nobody's going to jail. Let's just fine them. Isn't it like a kind of hefty fine, too?
$750 in community service.
Okay.
And community service.
Okay.
Okay, dokie. I thought it was more than that.
Depending on how many spouses you got, you could have like a
the current
couple grand quick.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
The current polygamy law is a felony, so up to 5 years in prison that's pretty serious.
Stupid. Yeah. Again, if people are doing it of their own free will and volition, let them do it. Be happy. We got one life, one crack at this.
So a former Major League Baseball pitcher is suing the Houston Astros, saying that them stealing the signs cut his career short because in one of the games where they were playing, he was playing for the Toronto Blue Jays, gave up 4 runs against the Astros. He's saying that was his shot in the bigs, and because they were stealing signs, he gave up 4 runs, and as a result, got sent back to minor league baseball.
Can you tell me what it means to steal a sign for somebody who
I'm
hearing that?
They know what pitch is coming.
Yeah.
Oh, so they have no idea what's happening. What?
So the Houston Astros have this huge scandal going on right now where they fired their general manager and their manager, and there's now kind of an asterisk next to their World Series win and everything else because they were using not just regular, like somebody looking and saying, oh, he's going to throw this pitch, but like technology. So they're using cameras and they would figure out what the signal was for it. And then they would bang on like trash cans and stuff to let them know a fastball's coming.
Oh, no.
And so they really were legitimately stealing.
Cheating.
It was stealing. It for sure was. It was definitely cheating. And so this guy is saying, hey, I'm suing you now. And I'm not mad at him. Like,
I mean,
whatever.
It's not going to go anywhere.
I don't know.
Prove it.
It's not. But could you imagine that being your one shot, and then you get and the opposing team is cheating?
Yeah.
Like that would be the worst. That's the worst circumstance ever.
This guy had more than one shot. This was just his last shot, and then he went and played in Japan, and he failed there too. Whatever, man. Like, I get it.
You're saying he peaked too soon?
No, I'm saying that he wasn't cut out to be a Major League Baseball pitcher because there's very few people on this planet who are. Again, I like the Astros. When we lived down in Houston for a little bit, I went to a whole bunch of games. It was fun. I think everybody's cheating to an extent in all professional sports because that's how you get an edge. But you know, they're the last guy who got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, so let the punishments be delivered. I just don't think that he's got a chance in hell at this lawsuit. It's a stretch.
So Jackson State University is dealing with some scandal right now. The university president, whose name is William Bynum Jr., he's 57 years old, and one of the people that work at the university, her name is Shonda McCarthy.
Okay.
They were taken into custody this weekend after they responded to an ad for prostitution services.
Both of them together?
Listed on the dark web. So after agreeing on services with an undercover officer, they arrived at the Fairfield Inn near Interstate 20, where others were arrested for charges, including prostitution and promoting it. We do believe they arrived at the hotel together. They also had the marijuana on them.
The marijuana. No. The devil's lettuce.
Criminals.
Yeah, but so it's this guy who's the university president, this girl who works at the university, and then they're hiring a working gal to entertain the both of them. Turns out he has been married for four decades, which for four decades, I mean, he's 57. Oof. Since he was 17. He's got six kids.
Mississippi, man.
Was released from jail Sunday after posting $3,000 bail. Whoa. He has submitted his resignation as of Monday. Took effect immediately. He was president of the 5,300 student Jackson State University since 2017.
Making pretty good money doing that, too. So yeah. This is unfortunate for him.
A stake in the career, I would say.
But also,
how do you recover from that? I mean, if this was 1950,
you just move to a different part of the country.
Hugh Grant.
I mean, he's a celebrity. Like, if you're the president of Jackson State University,
Maybe
are you
going
to go to like Birmingham State University?
No way.
Maybe he should.
Not
maybe
allowed.
He
should
Jackson
there.
Stated it.
It's the movie quote quiz. Hoo-ah! With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Brandy is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Brandy? How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So tell us about your favorite movie or movies.
I'm a big fan of My Cousin Vinny, funniest movie ever.
Okay. So we've got five quotes for you today. I'm going to play each quote for you. And if you need to hear it a second time, no problem. But after I play it the second time, you only have 5 seconds to figure it out. You're trying to get three out of the five in order to win today, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Here is quote number one. Best of luck.
I don't know if we each have a destiny or if we're all just floating around accidental like on a breeze. But I think maybe it's both.
It got me in my feelings. Lord.
Do you have a guess?
Forrest Gump?
Yeah. Yeah. On the board with one. Well done.
Jenny, she just did him so wrong.
Jenny was kind of a mean woman.
Oh, yeah. But Forrest was a good man.
He was
a good man.
Yeah, but maybe Jenny could have been a little more of a good woman to a good man. I mean, it's kind of
well.
She took advantage of him the whole movie.
The
entire movie.
She did die though.
Is that her comment?
Yeah, and that's when she admitted her love for Forrest. She's like, I'm dying. By the way, you got a kid. Bye.
And that I named him after
Jenny.
You.
That was Jenny.
Please take care of him with your millions.
That ain't his kid. Where's Maury when we need him? That's what we need in Forrest Gump 2.
You are not the father of.
And then he runs across the country.
All right, so here we go on to number two.
Dead is forever.
Squash. Dead. Disassemble. Dead. Disassemble, dead.
What?
Love that movie.
Yeah, me too.
Despicable Me.
Sort of in the vein.
This is more of an '80s cult classic.
Oh. That was Short Circuit. Short Circuit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in Short Circuit 2, you find out the blender is not his baby.
I don't get it.
So he rolls
the
across the country. Yeah. All right. Here we go. On to number three.
I wanna kiss you all over and over and again. I wanna kiss you all over. Dun, dun, dun.
I know it's Adam Sandler.
He was singing, and that's Adam Sandler. You're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. it's not the one where he's...
I want to kiss you all over and over and again.
Bedtime Stories.
What? What?
Is that even Bedtime Stories is a children's
what?
Movie.
What?
If Adam Sandler is trying to just seduce anybody like that in a children's movie.
Oh, what is it?
He's singing.
Just pick an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah,
he sings for things.
Happy
Gilmore. Yeah.
Yes.
That's
right.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking.
Did you guys think it was the Wedding Singer?
I was thinking
singer?
Wedding no. Singer. Yeah. Why did you say singing?
Well, Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore. It had to be
they're
one
all
of those
the same
three,
voice. But. They're all the same act.
All right, so you got two. If you get this next one, you're going to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Continue, Jackson.
Well, what I mean by that, sir, is you used to put me in this here sniper rifle anywhere up to and including 1 mile of Adolf Hitler. With a clear line of sight, sir. Pack your bags, fellas. War's over. Amen.
Oh, that's brilliant, Bumpkin.
For the win.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like the only reason why I got that. Thank you, Ian, for keeping Tom Hanks in the first little clip there.
Yeah.
That was a toughie.
I tell you what, you're the most unconfident, excellent player of this game that we have ever had.
I wouldn't say excellent, but
Brandy, you did great.
Yeah, she got 3 out of 4. She crushed it. Well, way to go, Brandy. Don't listen to Mahoney. He's grumpy today.
I'm not grumpy.
You. Grumpy
you are. You're bad.
You gave her a
you're
whole answer.
Bad person. I didn't give it to her.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Look, this may be an unconventional way of doing it, but I applaud this young lady for her efforts. A West Palm Beach woman is accused of stalking and harassing her former boss for about a year in an effort to get her job back. Repeatedly called the boss, sent flowers, messages, even followed her home from the grocery store, but just because she wanted her job back.
Who wants a job that bad?
Right? They said that there was repeated harassment over the course of 11 months. Phone calls, emails, encounters at the victim's home and office. She ordered her to stay away from her and stop contacting her. Nevertheless, the 45-year-old, whose name is Brigida, continued to harass her, showing up at her business wanting to speak to her, according to the report. She agreed to stop contacting her. Despite the warning, though, she continued to harass her, and that's when the cop showed up and said, hey, like, you're following her back to her house. You can't do that. Investigators determined that she called her 339 times between December 14th and January 28th, which is just not that long of a stretch.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you just block a number?
Right.
But that solidifies. I would hate to know what she would be like after a breakup.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, much like breakups and guys and girls, if you're heartbroken that... Your true love has left you. First off, they weren't your true love because they left you. And second of all, there are so many other opportunities and people out there who are willing to put up with you, much like there are jobs.
Man, 400 phone calls.
So over the course of a few weeks, really, it was pretty intense. Would you guys agree that being organized is a good thing? Right,
yeah.
Like it helps you if you have
to
an
extent.
If you have a to-do list, you know,
sometimes too much though. Sometimes too much.
In this case, maybe not such a great idea. In Tennessee, a very well organized but not super smart burglary suspect was busted when he left behind his to-do list of homes to rob. The 49-year-old, whose name is Bob, is charged with breaking into a Nashville area home on January 29th. Cops say he smashed open the glass door, stole multiple items, including a television and a firearm. Like, why would you steal a TV? Like,
we get the gun, but the TV.
They're so bulky, and they're just not that expensive anymore.
No, they are not.
He left his crime journal behind at the house when he was burglarizing another home that same day. Prosecutors say in court that he dropped a notebook that listed multiple addresses in it. One of those addresses was for another home just a few miles away that he had burglarized that same day. No word as to whether or not he crossed it off the list.
I love a good alliteration, Burglar Bob.
No, you go. Bob
the burglar?
Bob Rob.
Oh, Bobber the Robber?
Bob's Robs?
Robin Bob.
I'm okay with that, too.
The notebook also contained clues as to his identity. Notes from his daughter and her address were in there.
He was
caught on video kicking in the back door of a third house the following day, and he has been arrested for felony burglary.
Just sounds like he's got a bad memory. like he writes things down because he's going to forget them, and then he leaves behind the things that help him remember.
I picture this journal being like bedazzled, and it says crime journal on
There's a unicorn.
Yeah, it's like Lisa
with
Frank.
A little lock.
The unicorn picks the locks with his horn.
Don't read it. Look at my crime journal.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is your pet peeve? Ian was talking about how clicking of pens just drives him crazy
because
he's kind of an anxious guy. I like this. Kyle joining us this morning. What's up, Kyle?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. So what do you do?
Well, I'm a server at a restaurant, so whenever a guest says that they're ready to order and they continue to look at the entire menu, I just sit there and click my pin until they say something.
Oh, you click the pin.
I don't like that.
Oh, you monster.
I have other things to do.
Yes, man. Like, if you've never...
If you're ready to order, order. Yeah. If you're not, I'll be back.
I don't need to stand here for 5 minutes while you ho and hum. If you have questions about the menu, that's okay. But if I'm just standing here to stand here, that is unacceptable. Everybody should be forced to work in a restaurant for a period of time so they know how to act in a restaurant.
This is also really annoying whenever you're working in a restaurant, too. Whenever you go back by somebody and they have half a drink and you're like, do you want anything else to drink? Like, I can go ahead and fill it up for you. And they're like, nah, that's okay. And then you see them kind of like looking around for you and they've got their drink in their hand like because they finished it. It's like, I was just there 30 seconds ago. Don't act like I'm not paying attention to you.
Also, I'm going to build on your pet peeve right now. And if you don't know how to treat serving staff and restaurant,
don't go out.
Like that, that is a like when I'm thinking of like deal breakers as far as relationship goes.
If you're out on a first date and you're with the person that is mean or doesn't tip.
Oh, if you're a bad tipper, like I don't even want to go. Like if you're a I don't even know if I could be friends with you.
It's bad to be a bad tipper, but if you're rude, I think it's worse.
Do you
if you talk down to the people that are sitting there working?
Oh, all that's bad. All of that is horrible, horrible behavior. Have you ever, and I do this quite a bit, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I will like if somebody else insists on paying or like, oh, I've got the tip. This is why I hate when people are like, no, I've got the tip. I'm like, well, you don't tip as well as I do. I will give more money.
Oh.
I will add to that tip because I don't want to be even associated at a table that had a bad tip.
Yeah.
Like. I know a lot of people say that's rude of me to do, but I'm the servers are working hard.
Mahoney, you are a server's dream.
I am.
Even with bad service, 20%.
Even with bad service.
One tab, don't have to worry about splitting it up.
And I'm too lazy
Kyle,
to go,
thanks for the call, man.
And I'm too lazy to go write a Yelp review.
Cindy said, I have two. Public one, people spitting. Ooh. I hate walking in parking lots or whatever, and there's a big loogie. It's just so disgusting.
Oh,
the other day, I was just walking down the sidewalk. So I'm like, what are you doing?
The loogie is different than a spit.
Yeah.
Even spitting like on a sidewalk or something,
well,
like when
the
there's other people around.
Street,
like,
though. Street.
Street? Like, who's just, why would you ever just be walking down the street?
Well, you've got to, like, there's a sidewalk and then there's a street next to it. You spit into the street.
You never
Why do you have that much saliva?
I'm just saying, like, what if something was happening? I don't know.
Like, what was happening?
I don't know. Like, maybe I saw a mouth-watering steak.
Saw a mouth-watering steak.
Oh, that looks good.
Wait, did you ever spit whenever you like did like workouts, like whenever you like did sports?
No.
Never.
No.
Do you ever spit when you walk up to a urinal?
What? Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Every time.
Every
I don't
always.
Know why. I don't
Every
know
time.
Why. It's this weird thing with guys. We just walk up and go, and then you use a urinal. It is the strangest
what?
Thing.
Yeah, we
and,
abuse those
every
things.
Single time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're not
what?
A urinal.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
There's
Wait,
a big difference
why?
Between a spit and a loogie, though, or a snot
no,
rocket.
You're right. You're right.
Snot rocket's the worst.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is your pet peeve? Cindy said she had two. One was a spitting. That makes sense, right? What's with baseball players and always spitting, by the way?
Well, like, you got sunflower seeds or chew.
No, but like
big league chew.
But even
like Jose Altuve, always, every single time, that he's always spitting between his teeth. You know what I'm talking about? Like the
it's called gleeking.
No, the gleeking is where
it's the bottom
from
the tongue.
Like underneath the tongue, where it's like a spray.
No, you gleek through the middle.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
That's spitting.
No, it's not.
Gleeking is definitely the
you can
gleek underneath
the
tongue.
You can gleek up top or on the
no,
bottom.
You can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
You can gleek from top and bottom?
I'll gleek across.
I'll gleek on you.
I got a gleek.
A nine? What is it? Cindy said, at home, my pet peeve is wet washcloths that aren't hung. Like if they get wadded up on the side of the tub or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's never the person who leaves it all wadded up in the corner who picks it up later. It's always like you. And how uncomfortable is it to know, like, where has that washcloth been? You don't know.
Same thing with your towel. How often do you guys change your bath towel?
Probably once a week, honestly.
Yeah, once a week.
Ish.
Because I try to, like, you know, you're like, because you dry off everything.
The little bits.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I mean, if they're properly washed, it shouldn't really be that.
No, but yeah, I know, but still. Thought, yeah.
It's like, that
was on my butt yesterday. Now it's on my face.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me at all.
It doesn't bother you? No. I don't like it.
No.
I share a towel with my girlfriend and that.
You share a towel?
Sometimes. Because kind of, we have two in there. We have two in there.
You guys don't have your own?
Well, we sometimes do, but they're the same color. They're the same color. So sometimes I will use her towel.
You don't have separate hangers?
No, we don't have his and her hangers. No. But I get that same
feel.
I'm like,
it's the damp one or not.
Bits up there.
The damp one drives me crazy. So if I like go to the gym in the middle of the day and I go home and shower afterwards, then I wake up in the morning and I take my regular shower and my towel is still damp from, I'm like, oh, I hate it.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like I'm turning moldy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Not good.
Holly just said, any sound made by fingernails and fingernails touching each other is the absolute worst.
Ooh, that is like pretty bad.
What are you doing, ASMR over there? What are you? you going to start a YouTube channel there, you perv? So here's one on our text line at 73100, and I think this person's probably in the wrong. They say when the person behind you honks the second the light turns green, the car behind you honks the second the light turns green, and that drives me crazy.
Well, it depends.
I hate that too.
You get like a 2 second buffer.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
What's your definition
of... A 2 second? That's all I get?
Yes.
Yes.
Pay attention.
I am paying attention.
No, you're not. No. You're definitely not.
For 2 seconds?
No, you're not.
2 seconds.
That's a long time.
That is.
Ready to go. Two Mississippi.
That's the longest two seconds.
Yeah. It's a long 2 seconds. That's right. I'm behind you. Like, you got 2 seconds, then it's time to go.
Oh my God.
Yes, and I will honk through.
Yep.
I will honk through, especially if you were the lead. I will honk through a line of cars, not even like one or two cars.
Oh,
if I am in the back.
Chill out. What do you gotta get home so fast for?
No, I don't want to sit through an unnecessary light that I didn't need. It's not even about the amount of time it takes to get home. It's about unnecessary wasting of time,
which is
a pet peeve.
Sometimes it takes three. Get off your phone.
Sometimes
it takes a little longer.
Get off your phone.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is your pet peeve? Angelo joining us this morning here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
So what drives you nuts?
Seeing people pull into a handicapped parking spot and they are nowhere near handicapped.
Oh, yes.
Either a big jacked up truck, their Maserati, and they just jump out and all sassy and like, nothing handicapped about them. You're like, really?
Their time matters more than yours.
My buddy used to go to this country club, and because he's like a big tennis player or whatever, and he said every day he would go there, there would be this Ferrari double parked in the handicapped spots.
So that nobody would park beside him or something? So not to get dinged?
They just decided that they were more important than anyone who might show up that needed the handicapped spot. You're like, first off, if you're handicap, you're probably not driving a Ferrari to begin with, because
like a big lifted truck or a really low
sports car,
because
they're almost impossible to get in and out of.
Yeah,
but it happened just the other day. I was getting my dry cleaning, and there's this UPS store, and this guy comes flying in, and two dudes, probably in their early 20s, like jump out of the car and like jog into this UPS. I'm like, what? Like,
because they thought that they were going to be just really quick.
We just got to run here really fast. No, go park somewhere else. Walk the 12 feet over to the front door of the business, man. It's just, you're not that busy.
You're a clown.
Your time is not that important. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
No problem.
Going back to our text line here at 73100, people who start tailgating me either when I'm already going way over the speed limit in the fast lane.
Define way over the speed limit.
20 miles per hour over the speed limit.
If you're going 20 miles. That's like you need to get your ass over. Like it's like a 20 to 30 mile an hour. If I'm going, this is usually when I'm traveling on an interstate when I'm going long distances.
Sure, but let's say you're on a 65 and you're going 85 and somebody comes flying up behind you. If there's nowhere, I mean, if somebody comes up behind
reckless.
You move over no matter what if you're able to. But don't start tailgating me.
It depends
when
on
I'm
how
going 85 and I don't have a clear place to get over without having
85 and a 65.
It's always a bro with a faux hawk driving a Honda too.
Always.
Come on, bro.
But yeah, it's like if you can't get over, if I can't physically, because like I have no problem, like I because it drives me nuts and I try to be a courteous driver. But if I don't have time to get over, like then I'm not getting over.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. Like, if you're going 120 and I'm going 85 and I can't get over, by the time, like, I look in my rearview mirror and see you coming up, yep, and then you start tailgating me, zero chance I'm getting over.
What about the people who don't know how to drive through a parking lot?
Like the diagonal across. They just cut straight through.
Yeah. So dangerous. Yeah.
Or people that go too fast in parking lots. Yeah. I hate that. My girlfriend does that.
And I feel like I'm getting old, but people who drive too fast in neighborhoods?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's totally.
Now that I got kids, I'm like, what are you doing, man?
No, that's normal.
Like, I will bring a spike strip out here. You think it?
I will throw that neon kid holding the flag straight through your back window.
I will kick a fluorescent cone-shaped child at you.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You didn't see his little red hat, did you? You didn't see it coming at you. Nah. Now your Subaru's dented, Kyle.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what about your pet peeve? This one, when women use a restroom stall right next to me, and I'm not the first or second stall, there's plenty of other stalls they could have used. I'm like, you are such a freak. Leave me alone.
Such a freak. That's the worst. Yeah. That's the worst thing ever.
The same rule applies for women that it does to men. Because, like, in a row full of, like, urinals, like, don't go right up next to somebody if you've got an entire row open.
Exactly.
Like, if it's a busy time, you can't help it, whatever. But, like, if there's 30 open urinals and you're,
you
like,
come
even
pop
within
a squat next to me, lady.
Yeah.
Taylor said, when people say I could care less, it's I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Or when they misspell whoa. I hate it when people misspell lose as loose.
Loose?
Like, what are you doing?
I always remember it as loose and goose, two O's.
I mean, lose is just L-O-S-E.
Yeah.
How on earth would you add another O in there? Like, loose and lose are two very different words.
I will say, though.
Very different meanings.
That spelling, I get, it's whatever, like, in grammar, sure. But the grammar police who come at everyone all the time, like,
I like
just
it when
settle down.
Oh, I don't know. I
settle down. I like the people who wear the their shirts. Or the hats.
I'm not mad if it's somebody
who
deserves it.
Yeah, that's how I am too. Like when somebody's like, you're a moron, Y-O-U-R a moron.
Yeah, like I mean, that's what I'm saying. So like
you
those
call
circumstances.
Somebody a moron and then be awful at grammar at the same time.
No, it's the people who wear the shirts and the hats who are like the grammar police.
Yeah.
Do you know what the shirts and hats
oh,
that I'm
yeah.
talking about?
Yeah.
What about desert and dessert?
You want more dessert, so you have two S's. You want more, right?
Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
learn these tricks too?
No, I never learned that. Oh. I just know how to spell dessert.
Oh. Well, mostly that's my trick.
Lonnie said people who walk out of the toilet stall in a public place and they don't wash their hands.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Just like give them a little rinsey rinse.
You're
that's
the reason why the coronavirus is sweeping across the world.
It's got a new name now.
Yeah, it does?
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It's like... Oh, God. I think it's like COD-19 or something.
Stick with Corona.
Like COVID-19
yeah.
or
no,
something.
Everyone remembers the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because it's named after
but
a
now
beer.
It's a But now it's a disease.
Oh, is it?
Corona something something disease 19 or something.
Andy says on our text line at 73100, I hate it when people say FML when they have a great life while others really actually have it worse.
Yeah, the people who always complain about how bad they have it because there's like minor inconveniences when really everything's going just about
man,
perfect.
You don't understand about these minor inconveniences.
Man.
They add up.
Let me have my moment. Let me have my dramatic moment and say FML. Just let me have my drama. I don't get that. FML started online.
Yeah.
In like World of Warcraft.
No, I mean FML.
Or wherever.
FML has been around since like...
The dawn of time.
Yeah, since like the BBS days.
BBS?
How about mispronouncing states? People say Nevada instead
Missouri.
Of...
Missouri.
Missouri.
Oh, Nevada. My. I used to say that. Everyone in the entire United States says Nevada except for Nevada.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Only people from
the United
South.
States.
I have as well, and everyone calls it Nevada.
It's
and
Nevada.
Then I get here, and everyone was like chastising
wrong.
Me for yeah. saying it wrong.
As well
I say
they
it correct
should.
Now, but everywhere else... Poll.
And you,
we're gonna
you,
start
you only
a poll.
Lived in country bumpkin states.
I have
what are
lived
you
in nine
about?
Different states across
yeah.
the country.
And they're all country bumpkin states. You're like, I lived in Kentucky. I lived in Alabama.
In Kansas.
I lived in Kansas.
I've lived in Virginia.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's up, guys? This week has had a rough start. I woke up in a bush. Might have had a little too much to drink. I know I'm not alone, though. Well, I hope anyways. Where's the weirdest place you've woken up after too many drinks?
Message deleted.
For me, cornfield, central Illinois, across from a strip club.
Cornfield?
Yeah, I mean, I was in my car. I didn't want to sleep in my car in the strip club parking lot.
Too dangerous. So you think, oh, I should drive this car into the cornfield.
My 1991 Toyota Celica.
Great for off-roading.
Actually, it wasn't pretty good for off-roading. Front-wheel drive, didn't weigh anything, so... Got places pretty quickly, but that was definitely the weirdest place I ever woke up after one too many drinks.
But you did that a lot more than I did. I always have a pretty good way. I mean, there's many a nights where I'm like, how did I get home?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you really try to remember how you got home, and then you're really impressed that you got home.
Yep.
But I always find my way home. You, on the other hand, I mean, I remember when we used to do those long nights at Revolver. And you used to, there's this club that we used to have this night that we would do, and it was Thursday nights, right?
Yeah, it was
and
Thursday nights.
So Mahoney many times would sleep in the parking lot, in the parking garage, in his car, and then wake up Friday morning and then drive to the radio station because he knew he'd had too much to drink and didn't want to drive.
They would sell out. Like, the rooms would be sold out, so, like, I couldn't even get a room. So I'd had to, and this was pre-Uber, so, like, I'm like, I'm not driving drunk. Like, I know I'm too messed up to drive. So I'm like, well, I'll just
sleep in the back seat.
Yeah. Yeah. But for even, you know, I would say it certainly happens way less now. I know my tolerance. I know what to and not to drink most of the time. But thank goodness for, like, Uber.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that is the one good thing I will say Uber and Lyft have cut down on significantly.
Can any of you guys distinctly remember the walk of shame? I mean, not like the actual walk, like once you're out of the house, but like the sneaking out of the house, like if you end up sleeping over at somebody's place.
Awful.
Wake up
and you're like, oh no, I've got to get out of here.
You got to take your shoes off because they make so much noise because you're in heels the night before. Going down the stairs.
The kind of so like awful. Fear and like befuddlement when you wake up in a room and you're not sure where you are and you're like, yeah. Oh, God, where am I? What did I do?
Did I pee in their bed?
Then you.
Thank God, it's still dry.
I did.
Now then you reach over, then you're like, oh, wait, I just rolled over.
I just rolled over?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, if you were all to bring back the super stupid spelling bee, who do you think would emerge as, like, the best player out of the three of you? Do you think Mahoney has practiced since the last time? And is now maybe the champion speller?
Message deleted.
Worst. A 0% chance that you are the worst. Mahoney is definitely the worst.
I'm a bad... I've had spell check since I was, like, in second grade.
Same.
I had Word Perfect back in the day, you know? So I'm spelling, I feel like... I have a general idea on how to spell things, and... I work off of that structure.
General idea.
Yeah, I have a general idea on
how
to
start, like, kind of sounding it out and just sort of type some letters.
Yeah, anything that's phonetically, like, spelling, you know what I mean? It's spelled like it sounds.
I get pissed off, though, at, like, the spell check when it doesn't know what I'm trying to spell, but then I go straight to Google and I type it in there, and somehow every time Google knows exactly what I was looking to spell, even though spell check on my phone is like, I have no...
Siri's been slacking.
Yeah.
There's a certain level of stupid that you feel when you can't even give spell check a chance to catch up with you.
I feel like it's bad programming, Dave. It's bad programming.
Yeah,
it's not me,
it's
them.
It's the algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So can anyone tell me who made the decision to put a cap on how many beers come in a case? 6, 12, and 24 on the standards, but, like, why? I really like Lagunitas, but why the hell can't I buy, like, a 48-pack of these things?
Message deleted.
You can just buy 2 24 packs. You wouldn't want to carry a 48-pack on its own.
Break.
Put one 24-pack in each.
Through.
Yeah, in each hand, and then walk out of the store. That's it.
And we like even numbers.
Love a good even number.
Yeah, nobody wants to buy an odd number of beers.
Yeah, would you buy 13 beers?
No, seems unlucky.
Yeah,
and smaller packs is also because of the alcohol. the content.
Then the way that they line up, you can't have an odd number of cans in there.
No, well, just look. It would
a
look
triangle
off.
Pack. Can you imagine that?
No, that yeah. does, you can't stack that. And I'm just glad that craft beer has moved on to cans, man. Like yeah. everything should be in cans. Because trying to like when you get like when people come over to your house, you have a get together and they leave all their beer and you got like all these excess bottles. Like if it's all cans. It's all same size. You can stack it in your refrigerator nicely, but like the different shaped bottles, there's
nobody
no,
likes that.
Yeah, there's no symmetry to that.
I
yeah.
do. I like a bottle.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Uh-huh. You too fancy to drink out of a can?
No, not too fancy. I just like a bottle. Huh. I mean, just like a bottled Coke, there's nothing better.
You can, drink bottled can of Coke's better.
I had one over at Mahoney's house the other day when we
really?
Were all over there. Yeah, yeah, I had a bottle. He had a bottle Coke, and I was like, oh my God.
Bought some
God.
Mexican Cokes to go with our
it
tacos.
It was delicious.
You are so fancy.
Your wife had a couple, too.
You went out and bought Mexican bottled Coke to go with the taco?
It was
well,
delicious.
Well, here's the reason why.
Well, I feel like you're appropriating culture, sir.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
This old Jussie Smollett guy really should have left good enough alone. Instead, he continued to run out there that everyone was against him and everyone was being racist and everyone was lying except for him when it was obvious to everyone that he was the one that was lying. And now he's being indicted again by a special prosecutor in Chicago nearly a year after the initial charges were dropped. So the Cook County grand jury hit the actor with 6 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly staging a racist and homophobic hate crime and then lying to the cops about it. His attorney issued a statement saying, "The attempt to re-prosecute Mr. Smollett 1 year later on the eve of the Cook County State Attorney's election is clearly all about politics and not justice."
Okay. Excuse me?
So,
what?
The original prosecutor who dropped these charges absolutely should be charged as well. There's something fishy going on there. And, man, this dude is a piece of garbage. When you are trying to incite hate against one or another side, like, and you are doing it in unscrupulous fashion, like, dude, you are a problem with this country, and this guy needs to be in prison, like, because you are hurting people. There are real hate crimes that are happening every single day.
There's plenty of real bad people out
yes.
there. You don't need to invent them.
And you trying to use this to further your crappy acting career?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You need to be.
But his acting career wasn't even. I mean, he was doing well. The show was doing well.
Yeah, but it wasn't good enough for him, right? Like yeah. he
wanted the extra.
He wanted to be a huge star, and he was just a role player.
You give fodder to people who are racist and who don't believe that hate crimes are happening. That say, see, look, everybody's just lying. Look at that Jussie Smollett guy. So you did more. You're doing massive amounts of harm, and you deserve to be in prison for it.
So Bill Murray is a national treasure.
Oh.
He was playing at the Pro-Am at Pebble mm-hmm. Beach, and he wasn't playing so well. And so somebody offered him a shot of tequila mid-round. He was walking up the fairway, and when a woman leans over the ropes, rather, and says, "Hey, Bill, I got you a shot of tequila. I know you like it." And he just, like, didn't even look at her, just grabs it out of her hand and slams it. And I just love him so much.
It's great.
"Hey, Bill, I got a shot of tequila for you. Come on, Bill.
Woo!
You know you want it, Bill."
Well, as somebody who has played Pebble Beach before, I will tell you that
shot
of tequila probably cost $30.
Yeah.
Yikes. Also, everyone in that video was a woo girl.
Yep. When I was listening to that, I'm like, was that you, Audrey?
You know you want it.
That's me.
Yeah.
That was me. I was at Pebble Beach.
Beautiful course, though. Beautiful course.
So Pamela Anderson is now slamming her ex, John Peters, on their 12-day marriage. He, of course, came out with the story that he paid off $200,000 worth of her debt and bought her a whole new wardrobe in the 12-day marriage that they had. And now she is saying, no, that's not the case at all.
What happened then?
She's saying these claims are not only entirely fabricated, they are ludicrous. Despite Mr. Peters' ongoing efforts to elicit a response from Ms. Anderson, she has no comment to provide and hopes he is well. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
she's taking a classy route.
I feel like the thing that we can all learn from this situation that happened was is that everybody involved is a giant piece of garbage because this guy was engaged to another woman, left her.
Was he really?
Yeah. I thought they were married forever.
Oh, no. He's been married like four times prior to this. So, I mean, he's kind of a D-bag. She sucks. It's just a whole salad or a whole buffet of buffoons.
Yeah, I mean, if she really bilked him out of $200,000 and got a fresh wardrobe in 12 days marriage, like...
Dang.
Maybe you should have stayed like 2 weeks and you got a beach house.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
The misconnection inspection is people going online and they're posting these messages on Craigslist and various other websites. They're looking for love like everyone does, but they're doing it a bit of an unconventional way because many of these relationships maybe haven't blossomed into everything they could be. Sometimes just a fleeting encounter. Other times, maybe something a bit more serious where they've lost touch. Either way, they want to make that connection.
Dave, let's just be honest about this. This is freaks who had a weird encounter who are looking to find love. And the only reason we're talking about this is to make us feel better about ourselves.
Correct. The first one is entitled Hotel Steam Room. Met in the steam room last week. You knew you had my full attention.
Ew.
You asked to hang out later. I left before we exchanged numbers. Let's hang before you leave town.
Dude for dude.
For sure, right?
Definitely dude for dude.
I mean, what kind of hotel has a steam room?
I don't want to go into a... I love a steam room, but they're so nasty.
Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I can see what always doing.
Like, they're gross. No, it's not even the gross. It's just like the mold.
I just don't like mold everywhere. Yeah. I just don't like steam rooms. Like, why would you like that?
Because steam is hot. It's always kind of moist.
I don't like saunas. I don't like steam rooms. Any of that nonsense.
Really?
Yeah, forget it.
Oh, I love it.
No. This one, looking for my former convict friend. I need to talk to him. He knows what about.
Sounds like murder.
That's it.
That sounds like murder.
Yep.
Pro tip. He's in jail.
Yeah.
This one is entitled Outback Wolf. Handsome Andrew, such a beautiful smile. What team are you on? I'd love to spend more time with you.
Wolf, where'd
was
the wolf
this at
come
an
in?
Outback Steakhouse?
Right.
That's my question.
Harry? This one is entitled...
Is a wolf like a bear?
Yes, but bears are generally
bigger?
Larger men.
I'm a bear.
Yes.
I would be a bear.
I would be like a wolf.
Oh.
But you're not Harry.
What?
Dave would be a wolf.
Dave's not Harry.
Dave's not Harry.
Dave can't grow a
hairy.
Beard.
I can't grow a beard to save my life.
I feel like Stephen Dorff would be like a wolf.
You would be a puff.
Oh, yes.
You would for sure be a little puff.
Or maybe Michael J. Fox.
What?
In his younger years. Maybe a teen wolf.
That's like a twink, right?
No.
No?
This one was entitled...
He was in a movie called Teen Wolf.
Movie.
Girl that stole my Steelers 6 times champ coat. If you see this girl with my coat that has the white sleeves, please let me know. Thanks.
Let it go, Bo.
Town clerk's office? Town clerk's office, you helped me print some things out, did a favor where I did not have to go to the next floor. I think you're so hot. I had a hard time keeping composed. I can't stop thinking about you. If only you see this, there's some way maybe we could become friends/lovers. So hot.
Friends/lovers. It only happens in that ludicrous song, Lovers and Friends, featuring T-Pain. You all remember that one?
We do not.
Oh, okay.
It's a song. We'll take your word for it.
Lovers and Friends.
This one, sexy bald man dancing. I was blown away watching you dance. You have sexy moves. I noticed you were sitting by yourself at the table. I was just too nervous to talk to you. You are the most handsome man. Hit me up. I was the brunette on the dance floor admiring you.
Bald dude's going to be hot. Bald dude's going to be hot. Female for male.
Female for male. Like, if you've got like a good shaped head and you look good bald, don't you kind of envy that, Dave, to an extent?
If you've got
a Michael Jack or Michael Jordan head or a Bruce Willis head,
a
nice shaped dome, like mine is all, I look like a peanut. That's why I'm so deathly afraid of losing my hair.
Is it lumpy?
It's not a good head.
You ain't no Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan. Oof.
Andre Agassi?
Dave, if you got to go bald, would you go bald?
No, man, I'm going to get a wig.
Here's what's making news.
Another massive jackpot, not won by us.
Never us.
But you guys tell me if I should be miffed here. So I was down at the South Point on the day when this hit, which is February 10th, just a couple of days ago.
Okay.
So on Monday. And I was walking out, and I normally don't play slots, and I walked by... one Wheel of Fortune machine that had a jackpot of just north of $1.7 million. And I was like, I should play that. Because everyone's been hitting these jackpots. And I was like, no, I'm not going to hit that. And as I'm walking out, a little voice in my head said, you're walking away from $1.7 million. And don't get me wrong, I hear that voice a lot.
And the voice is always wrong.
But this jackpot hit 4 hours later.
At the South Point?
No, not at the South Point. But it's not tied into the individual casinos. They're all networked together. And this one hit at 6:29 p.m. on February 10th for $1.734 million.
I'm glad you didn't play then.
Because it would have just not have been you anyway.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been you.
You'd have been contributing to the jackpot.
Yeah.
You think?
You've just been setting money on fire, my friend.
Thank you for lying to me. I could have had that money. Here's the win.
You did not make that part into the jackpot.
Winning wager was for $10.
$10 spin.
Yeah, I mean, some of those get pretty pricey. Do. Yeah, but $10 for the spin. The exact payout $1.734 million.
Got to bet win to win big, I guess.
IGT says that Wheel of Fortune has made more than 1,000 millionaires since it launched back in 1995. Wheel of Fortune jackpot. Over $100,000 is awarded every 48 hours.
Oh, my. Wow.
And the Wheel of Fortune games have awarded more than $2.9 billion in jackpots since their arrival.
I feel like even just in the last few months, it's been just
going nuts.
Millionaire after millionaire.
Yeah, and part of it, I think, is because, you know, things are going pretty well for the casinos, as we talked about. There's a lot of money that's going into those machines, a lot of jackpots being paid out. So Bonnie Springs has a new name. The home sites are selling for millions of dollars. People who build a house in the former Bonnie Springs sites will live at the foot of a mountain, away from the noise and lights of Las Vegas. Residential lots in the ranch at Red Rock, that used to be known as Bonnie Springs, they range from 2 to 4 acres and cost $3 to $6.5 million a piece.
Just for the land.
Yeah, just the lot.
Yeah, just the lot.
God.
Build your own damn house.
So if you buy a small 2 acre lot, it's going to cost you $3 million for the worst one, and then you have to build a house on top of that. So you're going to have a $5 million house that's the worst in the neighborhood.
I'm just going to say this: if you buy a house that where Bonnie Springs used to be, if you buy a house where Bonnie Springs used to be, you're a clown.
Why? It's beautiful out there.
It was. Now it's going to be a subdivision. Cool.
No, it's not going to be a subdivision.
As if we don't have enough of those.
No, it's going to be beautiful out there. I mean, it's totally away from everything.
Stop encroaching upon Red Rock, man. Like,
it was a petting zoo. Like, relax. It was a commercial petting zoo.
Was it?
Oh, yes. That's okay. What Bonnie Springs
never
was.
Been out there.
It was a fake
and
ghost town.
And you'll never be able to go out
And you'll never be able to go out there because
a bunch of rich douchebags want to make 3 acre lots.
Well, maybe they'll put petting zoo Bonnie, in the back
what,
of their
yard. Do you have a deposit down out there?
Yeah, that's what
why
I'm
you get so defensive over there. 1% Pharaoh.
If I just hit that jackpot, I could have bought a lot.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
It is the most dramatic couple of minutes in radio, and our contestant today is Karen. Hello, Karen. Good morning. How are
Hi.
You?
Good. How are you guys?
Does it bother you that we do the Karen Chronicles? Be real.
No.
Okay.
When I call you guys, I just say I'm the good Karen.
That's right. You are the good Karen. There's plenty of good Karens out there. All Karens don't deserve a bad reputation. Just some of them. All right. So have you ever had a thespian experience before?
No, this is my first time with you guys.
Oh, well. Are you nervous? Or how do you feel?
I'm very nervous. Well, my heart's pounding.
You should feel at ease because you are in professional hands. We are professional thespians.
And Mahoney does have the softest hands of anyone on the face of the earth. They've never seen
anybody would want to touch these
honest
hands.
Day's work.
Very soft.
Ever.
Very soft.
Supple.
Well, I would say it's supple and soft.
All right. So these are all popular songs that you've heard many times over the years. We're going to be acting them out. Please do not interrupt Mahoney.
The
he
talent.
Will freak out.
The talent. And if I suspect you of cheating, Karen,
you gonna make her sing?
I'm gonna make you sing.
I'm fine with that. I'll sing you anytime.
I will give you a 1-star review if you're cheating. All right, so here we go. On to number one. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
You could cut ties
with all the lies that you've been living in.
And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
I would understand. And please.
It's beautiful. Any guesses?
It's, I wish you would step. No, it's Jumper.
Yep. Jumper. Okay. Jumper by.
Oh my God, my heart's beating.
Just relax,
Karen. Is it Third Eye Blind?
Okay, Third Eye Blind? Yes! Yeah, there you go. Karen. Well done. All right. Woo, woo.
Hey.
Yeah, all right.
Good job.
You are on the board with one. Mm-hmm. If you get this next one correct, you are going to win today. Simple as that, okay?
Mahoney, what's going on, man?
Mm-hmm.
Scene two.
Sappy, pathetic little me. That was the girl I used to be.
You had me on my knees. I trade places with you any day.
I never thought you could be that way. But you look like me on Sunday.
You came in with a breeze on a Sunday morning.
And see.
What in the world? That's a tough one.
That's Sunday morning. That's Sunday morning.
Sunday morning by...
I want to say Gwen Stefani, but I think it's still No Doubt. Is it No Doubt still?
It is. You
oh,
win.
Wow. Karen.
Karen.
You're great.
5 out of 5 stars, Karen.
Wow.
For your first thespian experience, you sure know your
You're
way
pro.
Around the sheets.
You're
I mean,
pro.
Well done.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So millennials are, I guess, really into Valentine's Day. I don't know. You tell me, Audrey and Ian. I mean, do you guys really like the idea of spending a lot of money for Valentine's Day?
No.
Or even if you don't like spending a lot of money, do you?
My partner does. I don't. It's very yeah. one-sided in my house.
Yeah, we don't really go big for Valentine's Day.
U.S. adults in relationships, 70% plan to spend money on their partner this Valentine's Day, with the average amount being $152.
Okay.
For millennials, yeah. the number jumps to $208.
Whoa,
I mean, does that include that's gifts, flowers, and dinner all rolled into one, or are we talking like a single gift here?
That just says that's the amount that they're spending, so I imagine that's probably everything.
You know, my least favorite part of Valentine's Day is it's when we're just trying to go out to eat this week and this weekend, especially when it falls on a weekend. Like, restaurants are just going to be a S show. All weekend long.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my least favorite part of Valentine's Day. It's like, I feel like Valentine's Day is for couples who don't say I love you every day of their relationship, or they aren't really, you know, it's like, oh, I got to do it now. Whereas, you know, I'm in a relationship where we love each other every day, not just on certain
that's
days.
That's such a cop out.
Oh, okay,
how dare
okay.
you?
It's such a Valentine's Day
I don't know anybody,
out.
Though, who does Valentine's Day. Some people really enjoy, like, the Hallmark holidays. I'm not knocking it, but
only...
personally, we just don't ever, we've never done it.
No, I'm knocking it. Screw Valentine's Day.
Oh,
the only
gosh.
Thing Valentine's Day is good for is if it's you're early on in a relationship and you're trying to, like maybe seal the deal.
Get sexy.
Yeah. Like, we're...
Hold on. So, actually, let's... Really? Can we answer the question once and for all? Do women like it when you buy them lingerie?
I was just about to say, 1 year, Andrew did buy me lingerie, and love his heart, he thought I was smaller than what I really was. So he got me, like, an extra small piece of lingerie.
Okay, is that the right direction to go? Because if you get...
No, because then I put it on, and it literally almost sliced me in half. Like, it was like a jumpsuit, but it was like a bow at the same time. So it was just like a piece of just... I felt like I was in a Chinese finger trap.
Don't go with lingerie. I would say, like, leave that. Like, maybe go with your partner to pick out lingerie.
Or
but
a two-piece, not a one-piece.
A one-piece? One-piece lingerie?
That's what that thing yeah. was. It was just yeah. like a whole bow that like, yeah. came from the bottom. It was like a leotard.
Did it have an opening? Or
I
like,
mean, no, but it's just a piece of string. Like, that's what I'm saying. That almost sliced me in half.
Like,
I came out with literally one leg down and one arm down, and the rest was up in the air because like, I couldn't put it all down.
I don't want to floss.
yeah. Squeaky clean.
I feel like we...
Didn't have to go to the dentist that year.
Lingerie is such a waste of time. It
really?
Really, it really is. We're just getting naked anyway.
Where is the spice in your life?
So you don't like lingerie.
What spices use in the bathroom?
You know what's awesome? Salt and pepper.
Oh my
gosh. The only two spices that you need. Why mess
Sometimes
up something that's already
heat.
Awesome?
Sometimes you need a little heat.
You do you, man. You do you. I'm just saying. I think certain things are already awesome, and I'm already entertained.
Mahoney's a big old pulp. you're vanilla.
You're boring.
Big old vanilla boy.
I'm a man who knows what he likes.
You're a bowl of melting vanilla ice cream. Yeah.
Melted. Yeah, salt and pepper on it.
You're sugary, sugary milk.
If you've never had ice cream with salt on it, you're missing out. Because that is
that's where this
conversation ends up, huh?
Salty vanilla. Sea salt?
There's a place called Salt.
You are a real-life George Costanza. Like, what? Food has replaced sex for you.
No, I mean, you combine the two, man.
Combine the two.
Right. No.
Now, that's what you get a yeast infection.
No, I mean, like, go to dinner and then
Ian's in there, uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So,
I mean, there's a reason it's an eggplant emoji. Come on, guys, it's food.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, it is soon going to be legal for unmarried people to have relations in the state of Virginia. Lawmakers in Virginia are closing a legal loophole that could charge unmarried people with a crime for having consensual relations as adults.
Oh, they're going to charge them.
Yeah, currently it is a... No, they're not going to.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
But currently they could be charged, so... There is a class 4 misdemeanor, carries a fine of $250, and thankfully somebody is saying, okay, enough of this ridiculous Victorian-era law, but right. Now if you're unmarried and you're two consenting adults in Virginia, you are allowed to have a relations if you so please.
But is this one of those laws that just gets put, like, that's not even really charged? Like, in Kentucky, there's one that you can have an ice cream cone in your back pocket. Nobody's getting charged for having ice cream cones in their back pocket.
No, yeah, yeah. This is a ridiculous, like I said, Victorian era law. You know, no one would ever get charged with this, but the fact that it's even still on the books, you're like, come on.
Isn't it somewhat ironic that the state that spelling is closest to possibly a body part that's involved in
lady bits
in that act has that law in the books?
Isn't their whole tagline that Virginia is for lovers?
It's Ohio. You're thinking Ohio.
Ohio's for lovers?
No, it's Virginia.
It's Virginia.
Virginia.
Ohio is for lovers. It is Hawthorne Heights.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, right?
No, the tagline for Virginia is Virginia is for lovers.
Who's making love in Virginia?
Politicians.
Married people.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Morning, guys. I don't know if this is necessarily a pet peeve or not, but what drives me crazy is you're in the restroom and there's somebody else in there with you and they just finish up and walk straight past the sink and right back out. Didn't even think about washing their hands.
Message deleted.
Oh, no, that's definitely a pet peeve.
Yeah.
Because it seems so inconsiderate. Like, you're just going to spread your germs everywhere. And especially if you're in a casino and you see the person going back to, like, the poker room where everyone's, like, pushing their chips around and everyone's touching their stuff. And you're just like, yeah.
Amusement parks.
Yeah, sure. Anything where you're, like, publicly touching a lot of stuff. I just came up with a new pet peeve. While I was in here doing work.
Oh, my gosh.
I was working.
You are so
Ian,
dramatic.
You know, you and I do a lot of work around here.
Yes, we do, actually.
Mahoney and Audrey, as we're over here working.
Yes.
They go out to the lobby and they...
We're supporting the Girl Scouts of America.
Boxes of Girl Scout cookies. But no, hold that near the microphone so people can hear how loud this thing is when you reach in there to get a cookie.
Oh, yeah, that's not annoying.
Yeah, let's give them a little shout-out because I just got an email receipt from them.
Okay, yeah, but...
Girl Scout Troop 83, what up? Coming through. They were very nice. They were excited. They came in last year. I bought like $200 worth of cookies from them last year.
Have you already plowed through a sleeve of... Of Girl Scout
are you
cookies.
So judgmental.
Why do you
have
cookies?
You have
two.
That's why you're defending him.
I got a new flavor I've never tried before.
Audrey
Lemon nuts.
And I are helping so further good. The youth of America, Dave.
One cookie
that's
at a time.
We're
furthering your waistband. I mean,
one cookie at a time.
It's 9 a.m. and you're already blasting.
I'm helping them with their entrepreneurship.
Uh huh.
That's right, man. Young, it's important
Young
life
women
lessons.
Leaders.
That's right. We support
Selling
them.
Cookies.
Dave, did they offer you any of those cookies?
They sure didn't.
Nope, me neither. Nope. I didn't even know they were available.
Actually,
I'm too busy
did,
working over
and
here.
And you turned them down.
Such a liar.
So we all have moved from somewhere. What's something memorable that you remember when you moved?
Message deleted.
When I moved from Las Vegas, or when I moved from St. Louis to Las Vegas, this was in like late 2003, 2004, and I got stuck in a... horrible rainstorm, and my car got some flat tires.
Oh, no.
Right after I had the greatest tacos I have ever eaten in my life in Springfield, Missouri. And I was for sure thought that I was going to die on the side of a road on the highway in Springfield, Missouri.
Did it go straight through you, too?
No, no, no. I had a gallbladder then, so I could still process food.
That's good.
Before Dave ruined it. But I stood out in the rain for like an hour because I was afraid that a car was going to hit my car on the side of the highway, and that's how I was going to die. I ended up getting pneumonia.
So you got out of the car?
What a terrible decision. You got out of your metal box.
To stand in the rain. This is like a rom-com.
Well, because it's like there was no, it wasn't like a long shoulder or
I missed those
shoulder.
Burritos.
Jumper
so
is
much.
Playing in the background.
Taco. It was a
I
taco.
I missed the tacos.
They were so good. I wish I could recreate that moment because I had went from like being on the highest high to the lowest low in the span of under like 30 minutes.
I just imagine you sitting out there on the side of the road and it's just like
with the rain drizzling down. You're racing each droplet as it's going
the
down
beef
the
taco.
Window.
That's what I love the most.
It was a beef taco.
It was a beef taco. The chicken was pretty good too, but I
didn't
like beef
tacos.
As
well.
Carne asada was tasty, but just a straight beef.
No, it was all shredded beef.
Shredded beef is so good.
Cars get
just
whizzing
take
by,
me away.
Man.
Take me away. I can't live without another taco. Sweep me away.
And this was like Halloween, basically Halloween. So everybody was drunk on the road.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah,
it was a living nightmare.
It was a living nightmare. And then I had like pneumonia. And I had to drive all the way here and then start working.
With pneumonia?
Yeah.
And no tacos. Dang.
Rough life I live.
Please leave a message after
so
the tone.
I pay it forward when I can, Dave.
Hey, Audrey, be honest with us. We know you like everyone on the show. You guys have a great relationship and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. I want to know who you like the least out of everyone, like on the opposite side. Who do you like the most? All right, there's a top, middle, and a bottom.
This is going to be easy. This is going to be really easy.
Deleted.
Because as of last week, I was a curtain to Mahoney. This week, Dave is yelling at me about Girl Scouts. So, Ian, you're my number one. Thank you.
Count it. Boom. Thank you. Mm.
Curtains are expensive, man.
I remember when I used to really enjoy Audrey. The time we would spend together was so special. And she turned on me. She turned on Mahoney. She said that she was called a drapery. And as if that's not a compliment, Mahoney.
That's a compliment.
I'll join you in the rain. I'll love you like that taco did. Shut up with your cookies, lady.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I need to eat away my pain.
I will say these tagalongs are delicious.
The Lemon Ups. People sleep on these.
All right. Are the Lemon Ups the new ones?
I guess so. They're good. They're tasty. You want one?
Just drop this here. Yeah, I'll be
okay. Okay.
Oh, now that you guys are besties.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Australia is getting pretty serious, you guys, about this whole like texting and driving thing.
Good.
They're talking about $1,000 fine.
Wow.
First
for
defense.
Using your phone while driving.
First offense. Yeah.
I like it. This is
on the spot.
Yeah.
For motors, so it's not like take this to court and we'll see if you really deserve it. It's like $1,000 fine. Boom, right here.
Wow. Yeah, like most cars nowadays, just talk through your Bluetooth. Just do whatever you need to do. Your phone. I actually have an alert on my phone where if I'm driving, you'll get a text immediately from me that says like, "Hey, I'm driving." Like, I'll hit you up here in a minute.
Really?
Because if I don't do that, yeah, because if it's hooked up to my Bluetooth in my car, it, like, understands that I'm in my car. So it'll text you, like, hey, I'm
driving
right now.
No, I get it.
I
just, like,
later,
if somebody texts me and I don't text them back right away, it's sort of like, just deal with it.
But it helps me, too, as a
so
driver.
So you don't look.
So I don't even get the notification. It's on do not disturb.
Interesting.
Because I suck.
If you want to prevent something from happening, you have to make the fine where it hurts. You look at, I believe it's Louisiana, like heroin in Louisiana, you get like a mandatory like 30 years in prison. And guess what they don't have a problem with in Louisiana? Heroin. So if you want to make, you know, you look at drunk driving in Arizona. You drunk drive in Arizona one time, it's like 30 days in prison or in jail. You do it twice, it's a year, and you lose your license on top of that. You have to make these penalties hurt. Otherwise, people are going to go, you know, even here in America, what's the fine for driving around and texting? First time, you get like a warning. Second time, it's what, $100?
$150? $100, something like that, yeah.
It's not enough.
$50
it's
fine? That's
not
like...
It's not enough to make somebody go, that hurt. But, and $1,000 for most people.
And how many times per day do you see somebody driving down the road distracted and driving like a boob because they're on their phone?
Yep. It's bad.
All the time.
I am all for this, even though I was the very first person. Fun fact, in the year 2008, I was the very first person.
When one of these first laws went into place?
San Diego put into effect no talking and driving.
You were living in San Diego at the time?
The very first person
congratulations.
Over.
Wow, that's great.
What an accomplishment.
And so after that, they actually impounded my car because I had a Nevada driver's license that had not even expired.
Oh, you are just next level stupid. Come on, guys.
Wait.
That's awesome.
I got pulled over yesterday. With a Kentucky license too.
No, but my license wasn't suspended, wasn't revoked, it wasn't expired. It was like
they got some harsh.
It was something weird, and
they just took your car away?
Well, I was driving technically without a license, so.
And when the cop came out to the window, he was like. He didn't care.
The cop was very nice. I wasn't even mad at him. I was just like, that's what Mahoney was doing.
We all know that hangry is a thing, right? According to a new survey of 2,000 Americans, hanger leads to an average of 4 arguments per week.
Yeah, I believe it.
With your significant other? Easy,
that's
right?
On the lesson. That's totally
the
too
survey
low.
Also found the average person will make 1,000 snackrifices a year.
Snackrifices.
At least 3 times
What's
a day.
What's a snackrifice?
It's where they'll eat something that they shouldn't. Like a sleeve of Girl Scout cookies.
Scott Stapp should link up with Girl Scout cookies for my snackrifice.
Sleeve number 2.
That would be awesome.
Why has Scott Stapp not done that?
My snackrifice.
My snackrifice? Come on, man.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Stapp.
And you are about to enjoy a My Snackrifice.
My Snackrifice. Wow.
But yeah, so hanger leads to arguments. And I got to say that probably... Everyone that's in a long-term relationship, the time when you're most likely to snap at your significant other is definitely when you're hungry, right?
Oh, yeah. Without question. Because then you hit the arguments come from this. You're hungry. Mm-hmm. You want to eat. You ask them where they want to eat. They don't say, wherever you want to go.
And then you suggest 3 places. And they're like, no, not that. And you're like, I'm not going to sit here and just... play guess what you want to
That's
eat
why
when you
I
told
say,
me you don't
tell
care.
Me where you want to go. I can eat literally anywhere. I'm just hungry. I just need food in my belly right now.
Or whenever you go out to eat or they go out to eat and they forget to bring you home something.
Oh.
That makes me so angry.
What do you mean?
Like
if they're out to eat and I'm like, hey, can you bring me home something? And they say yes and then they forget
I thought you just assumed that they were going to bring.
I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, if you forget, if you say you're going to and you don't, that's a faux pas.
Speaking of being in bad moods, adolescent cows have mood swings just like teenage children, according to new research, and they are moody.
That's a good joke.
Mood swings.
Yeah, they have personalities. Animals have personalities. I totally believe that.
Does that make you feel bad about eating cow?
Yeah. This is a disassociation thing, I think.
Yeah, we're not.
I don't think about it as the animal at all.
Yeah, if it looked like, if it had a face.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I would weep while I was eating it because I'd probably still be like, it tastes so good.
Yeah, like God should have made
it. Do you know why I'm in a bad mood? Because I know that you're about to eat me.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, man. Like,
yeah.
Again, if God didn't want us to eat animals, he shouldn't have made them so tasty. That's on you.
Man, but
that's
on
you.
Come on, man.
That's on you.
We're also meat, too, but we don't eat each other.
How am I wrong?
Don't bring God into this.
I'm just saying.
Come on, man.
We know we don't eat stuff that's not tasty.
H-I-M said so. You could eat them.
Just feel like PETA's going to show up.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to reiterate that was Jason Mahoney,
who lives at...
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Where's the weirdest place you've woken up after too many drinks?
For me, Central Illinois, across from a strip club. Yeah, I mean, I was in my car.
Yeah, Mahoney very specific about this particular place that he woke up. And it's because he wanted to make sure he didn't get robbed in the parking lot of this sketchy strip club.
And just to point it out, it wasn't Big Al's. Ian knows about Big Al's. Big Al's, I would have slept in that parking lot.
Because that's a big-ass parking lot.
That is a big-ass. If you were ever in the Midwest and you are looking for a sideshow, Big Al's is that? It's not Rockford. It's what?
Is it Peoria?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's Peoria.
Are we talking strip clubs here?
Yes. It's like small-town strip clubs. Like, you don't go to a place like Las Vegas. and have like a bachelor party at a strip club. Don't do that. Go to like Peoria, Illinois. That's your jam.
Oh, because here they're not going to be impressed with your tens and tens of dollars. There you walk in with
you're a king.
$250 collectively, and you're like, whoo, look out. We're running this place.
Yeah, Big Al's currently 3.1 stars on Google reviews. It's a Peoria, Illinois.
How many? 3.1?
3.1.
Okay.
Two on Yelp, but it's only got six reviews. It's only got six reviews.
Okay.
They need you to come in with the five stars.
That's right. X107.5, where is the weirdest place that Mahoney has ever woken up after a long night of drinking?
Cornfield.
A cornfield is right. Yeah, well done. Everclear coming to Las Vegas, going to be over at the M in May, and you are going for free. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. That's going to do it for us. Have a great day. Except for you two and your loud ass eating with your Girl Scout cookies. Shut up.
Quit being angry that you just did not go out there and get some yourself.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada